KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with showers mainly this afternoon and a high of 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, Denise Coder, site manager for Cass County Home Care, has announced that Blue Zones officials recently notified the City of Atlantic that its application to be chosen as a Blue Zones demonstration site will not advance to the site visit level at this time. Blue Zones officials noted that 10 smaller Iowa communities have been identified for site visits in the next few months. Blue Zones did not give details at this time about the reason that Atlantic was not chosen, but they do intend to visit the city sometime in the summer to discuss the strengths and weaknesses of its overall application. Bethany Rogers, Cass County Wellness Coordinator, observed that the 10 communities that were chosen all ranked higher than Atlantic in citizen votes. Rogers says Atlantic's current percentage of citizens voting is 15.48%. Blue Zones stated early on that citizen commitment would be important in their choice. The Atlantic Blue Zones team will meet with state Blue Zones officials in the summer, and the local team still plans to implement chosen components of Blue Zones based on local capacity and technical assistance available from the state. Atlantic does intend to reapply if the opportunity arises in the future. Rogers reminds residents that voting remains an important component of the project. She says if you haven't voted and are willing to make a personal commitment to improving your health and the health of Atlantic, it's important that you log on today and vote to support Atlantic. The voting will provide access for residents to ongoing information about health topics and local activities. You can visit www.bluezonesproject.com to vote for Atlantic. Also, a Facebook page has been established for the Atlantic Blue Zones Project. Log on to Facebook and search for Atlantic Blue Zones. News time is 7:08.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
A 28-year-old man from Shenandoah was arrested on a drug charge early this morning following a traffic stop. According to Shenandoah police, Lyle Stogdell was taken into custody on a possession of a controlled substance marijuana charge after police officer Brandon Allen stopped a vehicle Stogdell was in on West Valley Street. The officer located marijuana in the vehicle during a search. Stogdell was brought to the Page County Jail where he was being held on $2,000 bond. In a separate incident, 38-year-old Tracy Bailey of Shenandoah was arrested for disorderly conduct after Shenandoah police investigated a noise complaint in the 200 block of West Lowell. Bailey was cited into court and released. In a follow-up to our story Tuesday morning, police in Council Bluffs early today said 56-year-old Donald Chamblin of Council Bluffs was charged with interference with official acts and failure to appear in court following a standoff in the city that began around 5:30 p.m. Monday and ended early Tuesday morning. Officials say officers were dispatched to 2330 South 13th Street in reference to a man who had a warrant for his arrest. When officers arrived, Chamblin fled on foot into a detached garage. The officers attempted to make contact with Chamblin, who allegedly threatened to kill himself and police. Officers at the scene set up a perimeter and called in the Emergency Services Team, or EST, along with negotiators, with the Council Bluffs Police Department. Negotiators made contact with Chamblin through a secure phone, and after hours of several negotiations, the EST forced their way into the garage, taking Chamblin into custody without further incident. An elderly Griswold woman suffered minor injuries after being hit by a car Monday morning. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Tuesday said Joanne Dean was knocked to the ground after she was hit by a vehicle that was backing out of a private driveway. The accident happened at around 11:30 a.m. Monday near 507 First Street in Griswold. Officials say the driver of a 2002 Dodge, 59-year-old William Lee Peebles of Griswold, was cited for unsafe entry onto a sidewalk. Following the accident, Dean was transported by Griswold Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital in Red Oak, where she was treated for her injuries and released. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a joint investigation between authorities in Montgomery and Cass counties has resulted in the recovery near Villisca of a motorcycle stolen from the Cumberland area. Officials say the cycle was recovered Saturday morning from a ditch near the intersection of 260th and Willow Avenue east of Villisca. The Yamaha sustained $1,500 damage and had been stolen from Dayton Michael Amdor of Cumberland. The cycle was taken into evidence while an investigation into the incident remains ongoing. And officials of the Iowa Lottery say Fay Slate of Council Bluffs is the state's latest $1 million winner in the Powerball drawing. Slate claimed her prize Tuesday at Lottery headquarters in Des Moines. She won the prize in last Wednesday's Powerball drawing by picking the first five numbers correctly, but missing the Powerball itself. It was the third winning $1 million prize ticket purchased in the state over the past month. Gary Higgins of Des Moines had claimed a $1 million Powerball prize on March 1st. Close on the heels of Steve Petty of Adair, who claimed a $1 million Powerball prize on February 20th. Slate bought her winning ticket at the Hy-Vee store on Madison Avenue in Council Bluffs. News time is 7:12.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindemann Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindemann Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindemann Tractor in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Beulah Witt, age 92 of Lincoln, Nebraska, and formerly of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Beulah Witt will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Madeline Severs, age 84 of Oakland, died Saturday in Omaha. Memorial services for Madeline Severs will be today at 2 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church. Reagan Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Jean Millett, age 91 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Services for Jean Millett will be on Thursday, tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bob Volk of Atlantic, age 84, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Bob Volk will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Wilma Elaine Rubel, age 94 of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Wilma Rubel will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Leona Mae Wyatt Heilig, age 79 of Avoca, died Monday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Leona Mae Wyatt Heilig will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Dennis Delbert Rote, age 61 of Dexter, died Sunday in Des Moines. A memorial celebration for Dennis Rote will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Richard Rick Myers, Jr., age 54 of Banning, died Saturday in Des Moines. A memorial service for Rick Myers, Jr. will be held at a later date. Hockenberry England Funeral Service in Audubon has arrangements. Our news and funeral report brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues.